This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find our podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. In the wooded hills of Oakland, California, some residents want to thin out an invasive tree to make the landscape a little bit more like it used to be. But the question is, when we say used to be, how far back should we go? We're talking about eucalyptus trees. They were an import from Australia that arrived here in the mid-1800s. Now they dominate the area. But some Oakland neighbors feel that after 150 years in the region, they deserve some of the reverence typically given to native species. Andrew Stelzer takes us for a walk.
I'm walking up a muddy trail, and the air smells faintly minty, kind of like Vicks Vapor Rub. The eucalyptus trees have long, narrow, shiny leaves. They can grow more than 100 feet high and create a beautiful shade canopy. But picturesque or not, John Kaufman wants them gone.
They're a dirty tree in that sense, in that they produce a lot of bark that falls off the tree and hangs down from the tree. And that creates a fire ladder. So when a fire starts on the ground for whatever reason, the fire can spread up to the top of the trees.
All trees, brush, and vegetation are flammable. But Kaufman says blue gum eucalyptus groves are especially fire prone. He's vice president of the Claremont Canyon Conservancy. That's a group of neighbors who try to keep homes safe by advocating for fire prevention policies. Back in the hot, dry October of 1991, these hills were the scene of the most devastating urban fire in California's history.
For homeowners, it was a living hell. The fire engulfed canyons and ridges.
25 people died, and more than 3,000 homes were destroyed in the Oakland Hills firestorm. John Kaufman says eucalyptus trees helped aid the fire's rapid spread.
My wife and I evacuated. Unfortunately, our house didn't burn, but the houses just above us on the hillside were almost totally consumed.
Dead bark and the combustible oil in eucalyptus leaves make good tinder. But ironically, the trees themselves are pretty resistant to fire, and extreme heat actually helps the trees spread their seeds. In addition to the fire danger, the invasive eucalyptus dominate the local ecosystem here. The treetops block out the sun, and eucalyptus roots suck up lots of the water that competing native plants and trees need. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, agreed it would be wise to remove the eucalyptus. In 2015, the agency earmarked money to cull the forest.
You know, if there were ever a species that needed a public relations firm, it's the eucalyptus.
That's Dan Grissetti. He's part of a smaller group of Hills residents that broke off to form their own pro-eucalyptus organization called the Hills Conservation Network.
This is beautiful. This is amazing habitat. You get rid of essentially all the tall trees here, it would be a totally different environment.
Most scientists believe eucalyptus increase the fire danger, but Grissetti and his group point out that the plants that grew here before eucalyptus arrived often caught fire as well.
And so the assertion that somehow the only species that is at play here is eucalyptus, not the houses, not any of the other trees, it's just specious logic.
After some legal wrangling, government experts still say eucalyptus are a fire risk, but the new strategy is to remove far fewer trees than originally planned. The pro-eucalyptus faction won, although opponents say fire science got lost in the fight. They say non-native eucalyptus just don't belong in California at all. For Dow Orion, it's not that simple.
Invasive species are often characterized as these kind of malevolent actors, and they're not. They're just plants or animals, and they have certain characteristics that fit the characteristics of the ecosystems where they're found.
Orion is the author of Beyond the War on Invasive Species. She works as a land management consultant and says we shouldn't automatically blame the plant. If a non-native species is thriving, it shows that something in the environment is changing. Orion's backyard in Oregon has blackberries, a delicious but invasive plant. Rather than spraying pesticides on them, she uses nature to control nature. She sicked her pigs on the berries.
The pigs just went crazy. They love the roots. They dug them all out. They ended up making it into an environment that Himalayan blackberries don't thrive as much.
Orion used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I asked her about the Oakland Hills debate over the non-native, fire-prone eucalyptus. Fire management experts might argue she's too lenient on the invaders.
However, there's so much more to the story when we think about what's happening to ecosystems in terms of massive urban and suburban development, draining of wetlands, deforestation, the spread of monoculture agriculture. All of these different things have led to the types of conditions that many invasive species favor.
Humans brought eucalyptus to California, and we've done lots of other things to the landscape since then that should be considered when we worry about the next big fire. Bottom line, the edge of a flammable forest may just not be a very safe place for people to build houses. But Oakland's real estate market is red hot, so whether the eucalyptus go or not, the people and their homes aren't leaving anytime soon. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.